This week on the Magic with Gadgets podcast, I'm sharing with you how to transform your pasta into an air fryer pasta bake. So I mentioned last week on the podcast about doing Instant Pot pasta, and that I will be back this week showing you how to do an air fryer pasta bake. Well, I'm back. It's air fryer pasta bake time. Oh, it's just so nice. Just think, you can use any sauce you want, any pasta you've just done, like I did the Instant Pot pasta, and then any cheese, and then any extras you want to add in. So for example, it's really nice with meatballs in, with sausages in, but if I could choose one, I would say the sausage pasta bake was my favourite. So I'm nearly home now, I'm doing this for the kids for the dinner, and I'm just really looking forward to it, because sausage pasta in the air fryer is absolutely yummy, and you've got to try it. I mean, seriously. Or if you're thinking, oh Sam, you're not even cooking the pasta in the air fryer, I want to cook it in there, then our new cookbook is going to be going on pre-order very shortly, and in that, which is going to be called Air Fryer Easy Every Day, what's that's going to have in it is baked mac and cheese. So you're going to have actual mac and cheese in it, which is going to be absolutely amazing. And that uses fresh pasta. So if you'd rather do it that way, and that's more like a traditional baked pasta recipe. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that in the new book when it comes out. It's just absolutely amazing. And so good, and I can't wait to share that one with you. It's just going to be perfect. Well, I'm nearly home now, so I'm going to head to the kitchen and show you how to make that delicious air fryer pasta bake. So I mentioned how delicious it is to make your pasta bake with sausages. Well, we always have this conversation in the Milner house, and that is that we have a freezer full of food. Dom gets something out, and then I say, well, actually, I want to use that for a recipe. Well, sausages is always seems to be that ingredient, because I just love them in the air fryer. They're perfect in the slow cooker and other gadgets as well. And what I've got here is they were frozen and they've been defrosted now, and they're from my local butchers, and they're just some nice thick pork sausages, and they're just perfect for using in the air fryer and making a pasta bake with. So it's like last week on the podcast we talked about the Instant Pot and how you can cook the pasta in the Instant Pot, and now it's all about transforming it into a sausage pasta bake. So you can add as many sausages or as few as you want. So Dom's left me a few here, so I'm going to put 4 sausages on. I think that'll be great for this pasta bake, because then you can chop them up into pieces. And then if you're in that position where you just got a little bit of meat left over, then what you can do is you can cook it in the air fryer, and then you can put it all together and turn it into a delicious air fryer pasta bake. And sausages are so quick cooked in the air fryer as well. So I'm going with 10 minutes of sausages, 8 to 12 minutes depending on the doneness you prefer is fine. And then press start. And we've beeped! So let's check on these sausages, shall we? Oh, these are looking cooked now. They've got a bit of brown to them. I've not over-browned them because they're going to carry on cooking in the pasta bake. So now I find the fork's the easiest way. Grab a fork from your drawer, and then you can grab the sausages. And then transfer them to your chopping board. You know, like I said last week on the podcast, we covered all about cooking the pasta in the Instant Pot, and then that we could use the pasta from the Instant Pot for the air fryer for a pasta bake. Well, I've just put another batch of pasta on right now, so I'm just waiting on that. So it's all about getting your timings right. So now I find the easiest way to slice up your sausages without burning yourself as they've just come out, it's just like you'd eat them, knife and fork,
and then you can do them into similar size slices, depending on how thick or how thin you want them. And then I'm just keeping an eye on the Instant Pot, because it's done 2 minutes of its 5 minutes natural pressure release. And then we can finish them off and get them loaded into a bowl together. You can do many different versions of this. This is sausage pasta bake, but other grates could include using some mince and doing a proper bolognese pasta bake. My other favourite is meatballs. My meatball favourite at the moment for a meatball pasta bake, especially when you want them in small pieces, is the mini meatballs that they sell in M&S. They are lovely and they're really, really tiny, so you don't then need to chop them to the size. And like every meal time when I've got meat out and I'm chopping it, I've just spotted my boxer girl. She's just below me. She's hoping, praying that I'm going to drop some sausage. Well, not a chance. Sausages are too nice. So I've chopped up all these sausages now. So I recommend the easiest way is to mix everything together in a bowl. You can do it directly in your container, but it's just easier this way. So I've got the sausages ready. I'm waiting on the pasta. I've got a jar of Dalmia out. I've got loads of cheese out, and I'm just waiting. So now I've made another batch of my Instant Pot pasta. I've got the sausages sliced up. I'm ready to transform this into an air fryer pasta bake. So I find the easiest way is to use a ladle or something similar to transport the pasta from the Instant Pot into a mixing bowl. And you can add as much of it or as little of it as you like, depending on how much pasta you like for dinner. I've got a good size portion here, and I've already got the sausages in here. So now I've gone with some Dalmia to save making something. But I do have a few recipes on recipethis.com if you'd rather make your own. And then using the same ladle, you can just give it a good mix in the bowl. And then you've got a lovely sausage pasta. And then something else I love to use in my pasta bakes is some cream cheese. So, crumbling up with my hand some cream cheese. And then I'm going to add some cheese to the mixture. And then I'm going to add some extra cheese from on top as well. And if it feels like it's getting too thick, you can also add in some extra Dalmia. So I'm going to just add a little bit more in. And then you can give it a good mix. And then it's all about finding a container that suits the air fryer. So my favourite ones that I do actually link to a lot on Recipe This, but if you need to find it, let me know and I'll send you the link. And that is, I've got a blue silicone with handles. And the thing is, it's really easy for getting in and out of the air fryer. And a lot of the silicone now, especially when you look kind of on Amazon and places like that, it's gone really, really flimsy and rubbish quality because everyone's trying to cash in on the air fryer. So, with that said, what I actually recommend is this blue one, because it's got handles, it's great. And then the red ones that I use for baking the cakes in, they're also great. So if you want any of that information, just ask away and I'd be more than happy to help. My food stylist last week, she's the one that did both our air fryer cookbooks. She said, oh, I really like that silicone you had when we were making book one. It was made in the cookbook to use the lasagna. You know, all the ones I seem to come across are flimsy. So it's not just me that thinks like that. Which one was it? So I sent her the link and she says, oh, I'm the proud owner of one now. So very handy. So then some more grated cheese on top. I'm using Red Leicester here. And then you can transfer it to the air fryer. Like I say, by using one with handles, it makes your life so much easier. And then I'm using my Cassori air fryer for this. Because it's handy, it's right next to me, and it's the perfect size. So we're going with 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and a cook time of 8 minutes. And then we'll come back and see how our air fry pasta bake's doing. Whilst the air fryer is cooking, I just wanted to grab you for a minute and mention to you all about the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook. It's our debut air fryer cookbook. It features 140 everyday easy peasy air fryer recipes, perfect for beginners, with step-by-step photos for some of the key techniques in the cookbook, such as how we make tofu, how we cook a whole chicken, how you cook steak or salmon in the air fryer, and so much more. It's just jam-packed with recipes. And I was always there going back to my publisher and saying, could you sneak in another recipe? Because I would really like this recipe in it as well. Unlike the influencers that are now jumping on the air fryer bandwagon. So just remember that when you're looking for help and advice and tips for using the air fryer. If you head over to recipethis.com, search air fryer cookbook, there's the full details there, or you can hop straight across to Amazon, and it's also in a lot of the popular UK retailers as well, and it's just brilliant. And if you're stateside, also know it's both metric and it's imperial, just so that we can keep everyone happy and we're not saying, oh, it's not suitable for you, because we just want it to be perfect for everyone. So of course, head over and grab yourself a copy if you've not done so already. It's just a tenner on Amazon. It's a great price, and it will really teach you how to use the air fryer. And we've beeped. So let's check on our pasta bake, shall we? Oh, and wow, that looks fantastic. There's never enough cheese though, is there? Especially when you portion it up and everybody wants them. So it's lovely, creamy and delicious. We've got plenty of cheese going on in here as well. Oh, and it's just perfect. And then it's loaded up with sausages. And like I said, you can swap these sausages around for some meatballs. You can use bolognese or any other favourite of yours. You could even use some leftover chicken. And then you could do it like a barbecue chicken, but in a pasta. Or if you're in America, I know you love your buffalo chicken pasta bakes. So you can do anything like this. And then I've had a lot of questions about how to do a pasta bake in the air fryer. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search pasta bake, you can find our air fryer pasta bake instructions there. Step-by-step questions answered, step-by-step photos as well, and everything you need to know really. And of course, you can also do this in the Joule. If you're using the Ninja Joule, you can make this pasta without the silicone, remove the crisp plate, and then use the air fryer button. And then it's time for me to tuck into this pasta. Or should I give them some to the kids? I don't know about that. Thanks for listening. And it's been wonderful recording this episode for you. And I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual. I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home and, of course, ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions. And it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And, of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.